Bible Stories, The Brazen Serpent. When Moses grew up to be a man, God made him to be a ruler among the people. Now some of these people were very wicked. They did not obey God's command. They did not pray to God, nor serve God. They did not mind what Moses said to them, and they were unkind to each other and angry with each other. Little Daniel. Did God punish them, Daddy, as he did those naughty people at the time of the flood? Yes, my son, for God is holy. He cannot bear even the sight of sin. He thought it right to punish these wicked people, that they might learn to do better in the future. Little Daniel. How did he punish them, Daddy? He sent a great number of fierce serpents among them, and they bit the people so that many of them died. Little Daniel. And were they sorry that they had been so wicked, Daddy? Yes, my son. They now began to be very sorry, and they came to Moses saying, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." Then Moses, who, as I have told you before, was a good man and loved God, prayed for the people. God always hears the prayers of those who love him. He heard the prayer of Moses when he prayed for those wicked people, who were too wicked to pray for themselves. Little Daniel, did God answer his prayer, Daddy, and take away the serpents that they might not bite them anymore? Yes, he told Moses to make a brazen serpent and set it upon a pole. And he said that everyone who was bitten and who looked at that serpent should live. Little Daniel. And did Moses do so? Yes, for he always did what God told him to do. He made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole and fixed that pole upright in the ground in the middle of a wide common. And it came to pass, as God had said, that everyone who had been bitten by the fierce serpents and who looked at the brazen serpent which Moses had set up, lived.